MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 27, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. In today's headlines, three-car Peabody crash sends five to the hospital. Lynn City Hall evacuated briefly yesterday, and an election result for March 5 is finalized.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, a prep hockey player becomes the Salem News Player of the Year. Details a bit later. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Looking forward to that. Overcast, upper 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:37 p.m. A three-car accident out in front of Bishop Fenwick yesterday morning sent five people to the hospital. According to the Salem News, the crash happened at 7:46 a.m. on Margin Street, and all three cars were towed from the scene. A 50-year-old from Salem was cited by Peabody Police. The Lynn Fire Department was called to Lynn City Hall yesterday morning to deal with a Freon leak. The Daily Item reports that a leak from a first-floor refrigerator was emitting a haze, and it forced the evacuation of some employees. The incident happened at 10:30 a.m., and workers were allowed back into the building by 11 a.m. There was a gas main break in Linfield yesterday afternoon on Smith Farm Trail. The Item reports that a contractor hit a national grid line that interrupted service in the area. The Linfield Fire Department responded and established there were no hazards as a result of the break. The Lynn City Council this week heard a motorcycle safety proclamation from Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Urging and reminding drivers to check twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. Check twice when pulling out and backing out from parked positions. Check twice when making left turns. Check twice when changing traffic lanes. Check twice for our fellow citizen bikers of Lynn and visitors to our city on motorcycles.
We'll hear more of that proclamation after sports in North Shore Today Extra. Michael Scarlatta of North Reading has won a recount in 19 cities and towns for the Republican State Committee. The election was held on March 5, and the results of the recount just became available. The Gloucester Times reports that Scarlatta won by 26 votes as he defeated two other candidates, Gloucester businessman Clayton Sova and North Reading GOP chair Jeffrey Yull. And the Newburyport City Council continues to move the city toward compliance with the state's upcoming housing guidelines by approving a new zoning advisory group. Jim Sullivan reports in today's Daily News that the MBTA Communities Act that was passed in 2021 is requiring compliance by the end of the year. Sports next with Bill Newell, and then North Shore Today Extra with Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Panthers in Florida last night 4-3. Coach Jim Montgomery liked the way his team competed last night.
It gives us the confidence, you know, like in 3 weeks when it starts for real, that we're down three times, keep coming back, just believe in our process, believe in our identity, and keep playing.
The Bruins will play in Tampa tonight against the Lightning. The Celtics were off last night. They'll play the Hawks in Atlanta tomorrow. Danvers Athletics are gearing up for the 2024 spring season. This is Athletic Director Drew Betts.
As we look outside and we're seeing some rain right now, the scrimmage part for a lot of our spring teams is very, very difficult. But our girls lacrosse program actually opens up Thursday of this week. Baseball is scheduled for next Tuesday, and softball next Saturday. Boys lacrosse also next Tuesday, and track and field next Monday off the top, and tennis as well on Thursday of next week. So it's the spring's always a challenge schedule wise, but we, you know, I think we have some great coaches that are super flexible and, you know, are sort of used to the ever-changing New England climate that they get to work with.
This past winter, Danvers saw good turnout numbers from their sports programs.
It was great. We were able to have three levels of boys basketball, two on the girls' side. Our wrestling program definitely had some improved numbers, and which was great, and I hope to continue to build that. That's another group that I had forgot to mention earlier, but we had Adam Gazowski pick up a D3 state championship and, you know, represent Danvers High School at all states. Our indoor track and field numbers were great, and hockey numbers were also great because we were able to have two levels of hockey. But, you know, we can always continue to push to have more student-athlete engagement, but as a whole, our numbers were very strong this week.
Danvers High Athletic Director Drew Betts. The Salem News is out with their boys hockey all-stars in today's paper. The player of the year is the Prep's Jake Vanna, who helped the Prep win a state title and is now preparing for the lacrosse season. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Wednesday. North Shore Today Extra is next.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra, and today, something just a bit different. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson at the City Council Chambers earlier this week with his Motorcycle Safety Proclamation. It's just a couple of minutes long, but we'll let you listen to the entire thing.
Thank you, Council President Walsh. Good evening, councilors. Thank you for having us. It is my honor to share this mayoral proclamation, and thank you to all from the motorcycle community for joining us again this year. Whereas the motorcycle is a popular means of transportation for commuting as well as for touring and recreation, and whereas the height of motorcycles traveling along the streets and the back roads all over Lynn and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts between the months of March and October, whereas there is a growing need for cooperation among drivers of automobiles and trucks, motorcyclists, bicyclists, and pedestrians who use our streets and highways to reduce accidents, injuries, and fatalities, whereas it is critical for all Massachusetts citizens to increase their knowledge of the rules of the road and the rights and responsibilities of all roadway users, whereas over 1,100 motorcycles are owned and operated by our fellow citizen bikers, homeowners, and residents of, and the tens of thousands more visiting and touring our historic city from neighboring communities in the entire United States and from overseas, whereas numerous departments and organizations are committed to making our streets and highways safe for all motor vehicle-related transportation, urging and reminding drivers to check twice, save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. Check twice when pulling out and backing out from parked positions. Check twice when making left turns. Check twice when changing traffic lanes. Check twice for our fellow citizen bikers of Lynn and visitors to our city on motorcycles. Now, therefore, I, Jared C. Nicholson, Mayor of the City of Lynn, join with the Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and hereby proclaim March 24th to April 30th, 2024, to be Motorcycle Safety Awareness Season here in our City of Lynn, and wish all who ride an enjoyable and safe riding season. I'd like to turn it over to my colleague, Councillor Field.
That is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson at Lynn City Hall at the City Council Chambers earlier this week on his Motorcycle Safety Proclamation. The entire event can be viewed on lynntv.org.